everybody to Flings, Rings, and All the Things. And we hope that you're having a wonderful holiday season. And if you need a little break from family, from stress, from friends, come hang out with us. Because with this episode, we're going to talk about high school shit. But Sabrina, how you doing?
Hi.
Sabrina is here. Sabrina is my co-host. I normally do an intro for her. Just didn't do it this time.
That's all right. That's all right. I'm good. Currently reading. Well, okay, I'm not actually reading right now, but I will be. This terrible book called Atlas Shrugged, if any of you all have read it.
What is it about?
It's supposed to be about a railroad. That's what it's supposed to be about. But there's all these, like, I feel like there's, like, a lot of political, like, underlying things in it.
Oh, so it's not a fun book.
No, it fucking sucks. it's something you would have probably read in high school, like, as an assignment. But it's, like, over 1,000 pages. Like, ugh. Easy. Yeah, it's huge. And, no, obviously, I'm not in high school anymore. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. Because I always, you know, I read a lot of smutty books.
How did you find this?
It's been on my list for a really long time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I read another one of her books called The Fountainhead, and it was very good. Mm-hmm. That one's about an architect. And I know that sounds really lame, but it actually was pretty inspiring. Mm-hmm. This one, not so much. But there are some lessons in it that I appreciate. I like to mix stuff up. I'll do all my dirty shit and then I'll go to, like, Steinbeck, you know?
Meanwhile, I don't do that. No. I've switched to dark romance.
Oh gosh, dark and darker.
No, like, seriously, like, okay, so I read this book called Lights Out, which was so funny. It's about a guy.
It was funny.
Yes.
Okay.
But it was a dark romance because he stalks her and, like, breaks into her house. He has a mask kink. She is a mask kink. And he is a internet personality who, like, does, like, videos wearing a mask. And, like, you see him on TikTok. Like, they're a thing.
I think I've heard of him, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it's not an actual person.
Oh.
It's just called a book, Lights Out. It's in the romance verse.
Okay.
But it was so funny. And I loved it. Because it was a little bit twisted. And, like, there's a murder. And it was like, ooh. I really loved it. I really, really did. So I was like, okay, let me dip my toe into the dark romance genre. And then I've started to read it. And some of these things, the things that they talk about, I'm like, what is happening? But then I don't stop reading.
Yeah. You gotta push on.
No, but I don't want to stop. That's the thing.
Ah.
Like, it's a fucked up story. Like, this guy is, like, borderline abusive to her. And, like, kind of emotionally controlling, but I don't stop reading.
Oh, goodness.
It's called God of Malice for anybody who wants to read it. It's from the Rena Kent verse. It's the first book I'm reading of hers. Because I really wanted more books like Lights Out, but, like, I haven't been able to find that. And
I haven't read that one either.
And that author, that was, like, her debut novel. So she doesn't have anything else for me to eat or read. Or gobble up. Nom, nom, nom.
Nom, nom, nom.
Nom, nom, nom. So I was in a reading slump for a couple days. For a week, I could not get myself to read. Because I know I'm trying to read the Zodiac Academy.
Yeah. I'm like, ooh, that's so weird. You could be reading Zodiac Academy. So weird.
I'm trying.
Get to it. Nadia is even reading it right now.
No, I know. I'm such a bad friend, and she's passed me. And it's been, like, a week.
Yeah, and Rachel's like, I hate every character. I'm like, just keep reading.
I do hate every character.
I know, it's hard. It's
except for Tori and Trace Darcy. I hate every character.
Yes, but, like, my favorite character is entering soon.
It's not the principal, is it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, well, I'm not there yet. After I finish this book, I will get back to it.
I'll just tell you, her name is Geraldine.
Okay.
All right. She's awesome.
All right.
I think you'll appreciate her.
All right.
I hope you will. Some of it's weird, but you'll get it. You'll understand.
Sabrina pulled the friend card.
Yes, I pulled the friend card.
That I have to read Zodiac Academy. She's only pulled it one other time with Fourth Wing.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know I love me some Fourth Wing. And the next book is coming out in a month and a half.
Yes.
At this point, it'll be a month when this podcast is released. So, and now I have dragons tattooed on my body. But I am so, so excited for that book. But you don't lead me astray. I just need to get into the right mindset of I need to get into a fantasy. And I will.
Yes.
I will at least finish the first book. I promise you that.
You know, I'm laughing because, like, you're the shirt that you're wearing right now.
Oh.
Is a series where you didn't finish it. Yeah. You're like, and you're like looking at me like, I'm telling the truth in my mind. I'm like, liar.
I wouldn't fuck off. For those who obviously can't see me, I am wearing a Crescent City shirt, which I have famously not finished.
Yep. Yep. And she's the one that's like, oh, Sarah J. Maas.
I do love Sarah J. Maas. I'm
not much of a fan, are you?
Fuck off. Riley is so zooted right now. Yeah. He is so tired. He's also, his eyes are open and he's looking at me, but I know that he's asleep.
No, he's dead. Yeah.
He went to daycare today.
Yeah, him and Snowball played.
But I I'm wearing a Crescent City shirt, is what Sabrina was getting at, because it was a gift. And I have not finished book two. I'm like 50% through, and I'm sure if I picked it up now, I wouldn't even remember like what it was. But I did download the audiobook.
Wow.
I know.
We'll take that.
So I think on like all of my travels for December and stuff, I will be doing that. I will be doing that and then reading Zodiac Academy. So I am. I do have a plan. I do have a plan.
Well, Zodiac Academy trumps Crescent City. So.
Okay. Well, I can't make everybody happy. Doug's mad at me that I haven't finished Crescent City. You're mad at me that I haven't finished Zodiac Academy. I'm only one person.
Let him read Zodiac Academy.
He still has to finish the other series that I gave him, the Broken Kingdom series, which he has.
The one I read, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. But you read The Everking. You didn't read The Broken Kingdom.
No, I didn't want a spinoff. Is that the spinoff one?
It's technically the prequel.
I hate when they do prequels or spinoffs.
Well, okay, so that series was, Broken Kingdoms was written first.
Oh, it was written first.
Yes.
All right. I can respect that.
Yeah.
I don't like when they do the series and they're like, oh, please. And you're like, no, yeah, no. Yeah. Do it first then.
Yeah.
So, no.
Sorry. Doug is texting me. My watch keeps going off. So
maybe
sorry. His ears are
burning. Yeah.
My phone is on Do Not Disturb, but you know, those best friends will say notify anyway.
Oh, absolutely.
I do that to you.
Yeah. Yes.
Sabrina is in silent mode. Notify anyway.
Don't care.
Don't care.
Best friend privilege.
She's going to be bothered with my presence.
No, I'm all good. I don't even do that on purpose. The silencing thing. I think it just, it like has a time that sets it off.
Yeah. Cause like automatically, it's like your bedtime. iPhones are like your bedtime or something.
Which I'm like, fuck off. Don't tell me what to do.
But then it'll happen like when I'm reading and my mom will try to get a hold of me because it goes in like to reading mode. It goes to Do Not Disturb. I do love that feature though. But I've had to like, because I'll be at work and I'll be reading or something if I'm on break, and then one of my dad's doctors will call me and I'll miss the phone call. So like, I've had to start like turning it off and being aware of it because I can't miss phone calls.
No.
But I will read Zodiac Academy, and I will finish Crescent City.
Please and thank you.
I promise I'll try. Just love and support me in my trying times. Life is really hard. Life is so hard for me. Speaking of hard, I have some news. I'm getting married. No.
She's not dating, but she's getting married.
No. You guys, I have been teasing this for about a month now, but I have just bought a condo.
Whee!
Woo! I am getting out of my terrible, terrible apartment that I have lived in for 3.5 years. I let a lot of things go in that apartment. I have let like my living conditions, like they weren't great. They were fine. The property management company is absolutely terrible. If you listened to last week's episode, at the end, we were talking about that I found a dead mouse on my floor. But I'm buying a condo, and hopefully by the time this comes out, all the paperwork is signed and nothing went wrong and everything is good.
Knock on wood.
Knock on wood. But yeah, I'm buying a condo. I'm getting out of my crappy apartment.
Yay, condo.
And I've already planned the housewarming.
Yeah, she did. All of us, I got texts from everybody else going, hey, did you get this text? Of course I got the text.
Wait, who did that?
Michael was like, hey, did Rachel? I was like, wait, you have her number? He goes, yeah.
Yeah.
Michael, so from the Cape.
Yeah, when Michael and I were on the Cape, our friend Allie's husband. I texted Mike. I consider Michael and I friends.
No, but I just didn't know. I was like, I didn't know you guys texted.
We don't.
Just the one time.
We really don't. Like, I texted him, like I texted you and Harrison. I'm like, hey, do you guys have a painter? Do you have a contractor you guys like? Because, like, I am doing this alone. Yeah. I have the guidance of my mother, who is in Pennsylvania, but it's me. So I'm like, Allie and Sabrina, they both have purchased their homes, and so they know things. So I'm leaning on them, and I like contacted their husbands to be like, hey, do you have anybody or stuff? So, so I did. Yeah, of course I texted Mike. I was like, hey, like, what do you know? So Mike texted you to be like, hey, did you get this text? Wait, no, tell me about
it. He saw me in person. Oh, he was okay. Like, oh, did you get invited? Yeah, I got invited.
Fuck you, Mike. Of course she got invited.
No, it was cute. It was cute.
No.
He wouldn't be like, I got invited and you didn't. He would never do that. No, he would never do that. Also, that would never happen.
No, that also would never happen. No. No, you're absolutely correct. No, but listen, when you're in adult relationships, when you're in adult friendships, you have to book serious things months in advance.
Of course you do.
So I, and also with my schedule, like I, hopefully, the plan is we close on December 23rd. And then I'm fully moved out of my apartment by January 31st. So we're going to do like a slow move because we have to get contractors in there because the carpets need to be ripped up. And we're going to do a fresh coat of paint. So once that's done, then I can start moving things in. So like, we're not in like a tight timeline, but we are on a timeline.
Okay. That makes sense.
And I'm going to buy a new bed and I'm so excited.
Yay.
I get to finally get rid of my stepbrother's bed that I've had for 7 years now.
Oh, this is your bed.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought when you said that you were going to like have a second bed.
No. I am buying a new bed for me.
Okay, good for you.
And the old bed is going in the basement. It's going to be the guest bed.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, guys, let's talk about this condo. It is 1,300 square feet. I'm so fucking excited.
Yay!
It has two full bathrooms, a half bath, a finished basement.
Wait, two full bedrooms, you mean?
No, two full baths.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's two and a half baths.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I know. And then, so it's three floors. I have in-unit laundry, and I could cry. But the thing that I'm really the most excited about is I have a dishwasher and I'm really fucking excited.
No. These are big goals and big dreams.
I hate doing dishes.
I hate dishes too.
So the fact that I have a dishwasher now makes me so happy. Mm-hmm. Like I cannot wait.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have to get a roommate because I can't afford the mortgage by myself. But it is a coworker of mine. And friend, and I'm very excited. I will be living with a cat.
Oh, I thought you were moving in with someone else.
That fell through.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
We can talk about that offline.
Yeah, we can't talk about it on the pod, sorry.
Okay.
There's reasons behind it that are not, yeah.
Okay. Well, you're going to have a kitty cat?
I am. I'm not thrilled, but it'll be fine.
I love cats, Rachel.
I know you love cats.
I will be all up in that cat's business.
I know. Mm-hmm. You and Sophie can bond over it.
That's her name?
My roommate, yeah, Sophie. My friend, yeah, Sophie. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a black cat, too.
Oh, fuck yeah.
She's a little furball. She sent me pictures. I'm just worried about the smell. Like, that for me.
What smell?
Like, the cats have, like, if you go into, like, a cat owner's house, like, they have a smell.
If you don't know how to do it right.
And Sophie says that she takes care of it. And if it becomes an issue, like, we'll deal with it.
Yeah. So when I had cats, and we had indoor cats, too, there was the special crystals I would like put in their litter because if you don't it does smell like know what you're talking about but I'm like not my cats because again I had it was like Arm and Hammer crystals and
sure.
only the best for my animals.
No, and we're gonna because the basement has the one of the full baths, mm-hmm. so we're gonna put the litter box in that bathroom. Okay. So it's a little bit away from us, but I am gonna obviously be going down there because we're turning that into my TikTok studio.
Yeah.
And a guest bedroom for the parents and when friends want to sleep over.
Yay!
I am so thrilled. So let's talk about it. When the ex and I broke up, it was like, all right, let's find something else to focus on. And my mom talked to me. She's like, I want you out of this apartment. Let's make this happen. I am very lucky and I do not take it for granted that the way I'm able to afford this is I have a first time home buyer loan. Mm-hmm. That I don't have to pay back. So it's a grant. And then my parents are giving me the rest of the money for the down payment. And a little bit of the closing costs. I'm covering the closing costs and the repairs and the new furniture with my savings. So I do not take this lightly that I would not be able to do this as a single woman without my parents. Mm-hmm. I am fully aware of that. And I'm very, very grateful to them. My mother will never come on the pod, but I love you, Mom, and I appreciate you. And Leslie, you guys are my favorite people.
Yay.
So it has been a long 9 months of searching for houses. Mm-hmm. I put in 15 offers, saw, I think, over like 50 properties.
I feel like more than that.
Yeah. It was a lot from mm-hmm. March to November. I was looking for homes. It wasn't, but sadly, in August, the grant dried up initially and did not come back until October. So there was like a little downtime where like I wasn't actively looking.
Yeah.
But then the one that we found, the one that I got, popped up, sent it to my realtor and my mortgage guy. And they did the numbers and like, okay, we can do this. So I don't know if anybody is trying to buy property right now. It may just be this in New England, but the listing prices that they put on are just a suggestion. Like they are just a suggestion. You have to, if you want even a chance, you have to offer over asking.
Absolutely.
By a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I got mine by going 20K over asking price.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I was accepted. Like there's no negotiating like under.
No.
There's no going under. There's no like, oh, I'm willing to pay this. Absolutely. You have to offer more.
Yeah.
And then you have to waive inspection.
You waived inspection?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. So I'm going to get it inspected, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But at that point, it's already mine because there's so many other people who are waiving inspection.
Oh,
yep. Okay. But luckily, mine is a condo. So there's probably a lot less. There's a lot less issues, worries with it. And I also have the HOA fees and stuff. And then we also put an escalation clause in. That was like, hey, if somebody beats our offer, we're willing to go up to so-and-so a point.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would be the accepted offer. Luckily, that didn't happen. Our first initial offer is the one that they accepted.
Okay.
So, yeah, the market is crazy right now. It's hard. But the good news is, because I was looking in the winter, because during the summer, like, we would put an offer on a house, a condo or something, and be like, there'd be 30 other offers.
Yeah.
With the one that I got, I think there was only like 7 or 8.
Okay.
So I was really, really lucky. It was just the right place, the right time. And I am farther from Sabrina. I am farther from work, but I'm in a better area and I am getting out of my shitty apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you.
I'm excited to actually be able to host and like entertain.
Yeah.
Because like I want to do game nights. I want to do... Like, because think about it. Like, if I had gotten the condo months ago, if, like, we could do Christmas at my place.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you're away from, that way you're able to do what you want. Like, you don't have to go anywhere. So, yeah. Like, those are the things I'm thinking about. And, like, yeah, I am really, really excited. And I cannot wait to take you guys along the journey of renovating, decorating, and posting videos about it, because I've had to keep this secret. And literally, like, it was the Tuesday before Thanksgiving that my realtor called me and was like, hey, they accepted our offer. And I was in Walmart buying things for Thanksgiving. And I was like, and I couldn't, like, and I immediately called my mom because I couldn't wait to tell her.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't wait to FaceTime her because she was out doing her own errands. And I couldn't make, like, a cute video like I wanted. I was just, like, immediate reaction.
Yeah.
I was like, we finally got something. So it's been a road. My dad got cancer in November, and I got a condo in November. So I think life evens out.
Sure.
I think the scales evened. But yeah, Sabrina was like one of the first people I told.
Yeah.
And it's just been a lot of paperwork, a lot of time, and oh, I'm so excited. Because, like, because you know my apartment now. Like, I very rarely have people over. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I don't want to get their cars towed. Oh my God, and there's visitor parking.
Get out.
There's visitor parking for you.
Yeah.
Like, you can park at a spot that has a V.
What?
I know.
Wow.
Because in a story from a few episodes ago, we told the story about how Sabrina's car got towed from my current living situation.
Yep. Yep.
But that's all the good news. Sabrina, do you have any good news?
Did I already tell everybody I started my new job?
Yeah, but how's it going?
Good so far.
Yeah?
Yeah. I got my first compliment the other day.
Yes.
By my boss. And she told me I was doing a good job. And instead of saying thank you, I said, wait, was that a question or a comment? She's like, what? I was like, you said I'm doing a good job. Did you mean that? And she's like, yes. Like, yes, I meant that. I was like, oh, good. Yay. She was so confused. And I couldn't be like, yeah, I'm not used to that. I'm used to phone calls where people yell at me.
Oh, the trauma.
I know. So I was just like, it was really like sad. Like, obviously I couldn't tell her that, but no. I was just, you know, I was just really
you
sad.
You don't have that relationship with her yet.
No. So I was just, and I got another one today and I was like, oh my God, she likes me. She's
oh
like,
my God.
Yeah, I know. So it's pretty nice. Is it slammed? Yes, but no one is upset in any way. Everyone's like, just do whatever you can do. And I'm like, this is so nice.
Oh my God, this is such a better culture.
So nice, right? Granted, it's only been 1 month, so like, I don't want to get my hopes up.
Yeah.
Knock on wood. I hope that it continues to be just like this.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited.
So happy for you.
Me too.
You deserve it.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Time for our topic of the day.
High school.
All right, Rachel. Did you like it?
No.
No. Tell us why. Oh, and I have a question too. Did you always not like it, or was there a turning point for you in high school?
I truthfully, high school was really hard.
Mm-hmm.
You're figuring out who you are as a person, and like the way my high school worked was you had middle school. And then all those people from that middle school went to that same high school. Okay. So, like, you're with the same people for, like, 6 years.
Yeah.
And everybody knows everybody's business. And, like, social media was becoming a thing and stuff. And, like, I didn't... Oh, I was, like, a very emotional kid and, like, didn't express myself well. Riley, you good?
He just grabbed a bone.
I thought he threw up.
That's what it sounded like, but he went and grabbed it like very weirdly. It was weird.
But high school was like, I was like figuring who I was as a person, and like there was a lot going on in my life. Like my parents famously got divorced, mm-hmm. in a way that like all of my middle school knew, and like nobody was kind, mm-hmm. really, when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I was bullied. My best friend Katie was bullied and I stuck up for her because I don't fucking deal with that shit. Like, you can bully me, you don't bully my best friend. But I did have a boyfriend in high school and I made that my entire personality.
Yeah, that sounds right. We all did that.
Like, and he went to another school. So like all.
Oh, that's even worse. That's worse. Yeah. Okay.
So he went to another school and I like. So all of his friends became my friends.
Okay.
Yeah. And like I, cause I had a friend, Dana McGinnity. I still have a friend. She and I still talk. Dana, hey, Dana and I have known each other since we were 5 years old. And she went to the same high school. So like I became friends with her friends who were then, and then I was introduced to my ex, my high school boyfriend, mm-hmm. and then his friends. Mm-hmm. So it was very like there. And I became like, I didn't have my own personality, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I would go to his volleyball games because I would be that girlfriend who like supported him. Went to his choir concerts, supported him. Did he come to my choir concerts? No.
No, of course not.
Did he come to my soccer games? No. And like, yeah, it just like, I didn't have many friends in high school, like at my actual high school. Like my 10-year high school reunion's coming up. And for some reason, I'm still on the Facebook page, a Facebook group. I'm not fucking going.
10-year high school?
Yeah. I graduated 2014.
I always forget our age difference. Yeah. Because that's when I graduated college. So I'm just like, 2014? No.
Yeah. Yeah.
So funny.
And I like, and like, I really only talk to one person from high school consistently, and that's Katie. Mm-hmm. Like, are there people that I liked and like, if I saw in public, I wouldn't like run the other way? Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
But like, for me, high school, like, I truly figured myself out by the time I was like 20 and 22. I just like early college for me, like it wasn't truly until I wasn't 18 that I like actually grow into like a full person, I think. And like, it wasn't until I left that high school relationship where I was able to like find myself, mm-hmm. find my own personality. And it was also really hard because my brother dated a girl from my class and like everybody knew it. Mm-hmm. And that was like a 5-year difference. So it's kind of icky. And like, so she would come over to my house. I wasn't like really friends with her, but she would just be in my kitchen. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Yeah.
She probably thought she was so cool though, right?
Probably.
Yeah. Dating the older guy.
Oh God, but it was my brother. Ew. Please shut up. And like, so yeah. So then all of my friends were like from his high school, from my ex's high school. Mm-hmm. And I just like, I didn't really find like music was always really special for me, but my choir teacher was a dick.
I feel like most of them are.
Like, he had his favorites and it showed.
Yeah.
And so music really wasn't like a good escape for me anymore. Cause like in middle school, my choir teacher, Mr. Glazer, hey, shout out Mr. Glazer. You're never going to listen to this, but if you were at Holly Kong Middle School and you have Mr. Glazer, be freaking grateful because that music program for that middle school is insane. And I love him. He like, I'm still in contact with him. Like very much so. Like he was one of the music teachers who changed my life. But my high school one sucked. Like he was such an asshole. When I told him I wanted to go to school for music, he was like, are you sure that's what you want to do? He's like, I don't think you're gonna make it.
Damn.
Yeah,
that's mean.
Yeah, because I had to ask him for voice teachers and he was like, are you sure? Like, because I needed to do college auditions. I didn't know what I was doing.
Sure.
So I did not enjoy the things that I really enjoyed and that I previously enjoyed. Like, I'm sorry, just that guy was just not a good choir teacher. He's still teaching there, but whatever, don't care. I will have this slander and I do not care, but he would like obviously had his favorites. Mm-hmm. And then like I wasn't involved in the theater department because they obviously had their favorites and I wasn't one of them, so I stopped doing theater.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of just like, I don't know. I think I was happy, A Tinder boy just called me.
Well, shit, I wish you would have answered. What did he want?
Do you want me to call him back?
Kind of, yeah.
Do you want me to pause the pod?
No, I want it to be on the pod.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This seems very high school of a Tinder boy to call you.
All right, let's see what happens. I don't even know how to say his name. He's called me twice.
Call him back.
All right.
Bitch sent you to voicemail.
Nope, he's calling me.
Answer,
back.
Answer.
Oh my god, what is happening? What is happening?
Just say hello.
Okay. Hello? Oh, I did to like get you to, because since Bumble doesn't let you copy and paste numbers, so I just did it real quick. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
How's it going?
It's good. I'm just I'm getting some work done with one of my girlfriends right now.
Cool. Have fun. I'll text you.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Okay, so wow, we just made it way like we're like, oh my god, why is he calling? Blah blah blah, and it was because you called him.
Because I didn't realize that he noticed that I called him.
Oh my goodness!
Because okay, first of all, I tapped the number because it's like end call, and then you immediately end the call, so that way you're like,
no, they still see that.
Fuck.
Now you know. But I liked his voice, by the way.
I also liked his voice.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you don't go listen to last episode of the podcast, because guess who's back on the apps?
That girl over there.
This bitch. But like high school like was just so dramatic. Like any little thing happened and everybody freaked the fuck out.
Of course.
Like the drama that happened, it was just like, and just, yeah, I would rather die than do high school over again.
Oh, yeah, no. I did not like high school.
Yeah. What was your high school experience like?
So it was like two parts.
Mm-hmm.
So part one, freshman, sophomore. I was pretty popular. I had a lot of friends. I was kind of just like making friends. I mean, like I was friends with all kinds of different people. Mm-hmm. I've always been that way because I mean, you've met my friend group. You're in my friend group.
Yep.
All of us are completely different.
We are.
And I like it like that.
Yeah.
But then I started dating the bad ex I've told you about, my first boyfriend. And it kind of changed things for my junior, senior year because my friends didn't like him. And he kind of isolated me from them. I'm obviously, like, I probably... that's also my fault too. Like I'm sure I could, but I also, I don't know. It's different. You definitely learn who your friends are in high school, but also in your senior year, you learn that many of your friends that you're friends with at the time will not be your friends in the future.
Oh yeah.
And it's funny cause I used to tutor and I used to tell my students that too. It'd be like, they'd always tell me about how they'd get bullied and stuff. And I was like, listen, you will never talk to those people ever again. They're going to go to college and you'll never see them. They're like, thanks, Sabrina. But it's so true. Cause like all of those girls that, you know, were mean and talked shit and stuff, they're all living back home still.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah. And by back home I mean back in my hometown.
Yeah.
Like they never left hometown. Like it's very like small town. And
yes.
Yeah. So to me I'm just like, ugh. And they're very just like high school. They're still high school.
Yeah.
Which is so weird to me. I don't get it because like I changed. I know I changed.
Yeah.
But I also wasn't like a lot of those people there. That's the other thing. So,
same.
Yeah. Because, well, I was in the AP program and stuff. So they kind of separated. Like there was the same 14 of us that mm-hmm. went to class every single day. So it was like you would think that because we were nerdy, we'd be quiet. No, these bitches were all catty as fuck. Okay? It was awful. I hated it. And I also learned while in high school that you can only date one guy from the friend group. I had a crush on there was this group of guys and I thought all of them were pretty cute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There was one I had my eye on and he was not interested. So I was like, that's fine. There's four others. Then there was this other guy that he was like interested in me for a little bit, and then something went down and he was like, it didn't work out.
Yeah.
Like, we never dated or anything, but like, we made out. And that was it. Yeah, I know. Scandal. I know. I think that was probably my first makeout session.
Oh my God.
Yeah. A junior in high school.
Oh. I was a whore.
That's okay. That's okay.
I did lose my virginity young, which we can, that can be a whole separate podcast.
That's episode. Okay. That's okay. Yeah, we could talk
episode.
About that.
I don't know how I said that. I think my mouth changed.
But yeah, it didn't work out. Then there was the third one who ended up, that's the one I ended up dating. Mm-hmm. But I learned that like they all talk. Like the one that I was like originally not seeing, but again, like had a crush on, he like told him and it caused like a whole thing, but he still dated me anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you don't date within the friend group. You learn that very quickly. You kind of just like pick one and you hope it's the best one of the group.
Oh my God. Yeah. Cause I found out. So the guy that I was dating, we dated all 3 years of high school, 10th, 11th and 12th. Cause high school for me was 10, 11, 12 and middle school was 7, 8, 9.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mine was different.
Yeah. So he and I started dating September of.
So right when school started.
Sophomore year. Yeah. And like getting him to like come to my things, like we took homecoming pictures together. Mm-hmm. He wasn't going to come to my homecoming dance.
Oh, I didn't have a day for homecoming.
No, he came to take pictures, but wasn't going to actually go to the dance with me.
That's fucking weird. Why?
I know, because he didn't want to, but then I convinced him and he went.
At least he took pictures. Mine straight up said no.
Oh, yeah. I looked terrible. Those pictures should burn. But so, and I will be the first to admit, I was like boy crazy. Like
who wasn't?
I thought like I needed
I just talked about a group, okay? Like,
but like I felt like you were only valid like if you had a boyfriend, because like I was just a lost little kid.
We all thought that.
But I was a Disney, lost,
okay?
I was a lost teenager. I had so much going on at home, like things felt like out of control. So my parents didn't have a good relationship, so I was trying to hold on to one.
Mm-hmm.
And like my high school relationship wasn't good. I wasn't a good partner and neither was he. We were teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
Like I did some fucked up shit. But I kind of just like I became like part of his family because we would always go over to hang out at his house.
Yeah.
We would do Christmas like. Yeah. Because 1 year like I spent Christmas morning with him and his family.
Whoa.
Oh yeah,
that's big stuff.
Oh yeah, he made me, because he was into pottery, like he did art and pottery, he made me a Flyers goalie and a goal out of like ceramics, and then underneath the stick was like two Flyers tickets.
Wow.
Oh yeah,
that's nice.
Oh yeah, like the first time I drove a car by myself was to go to his house.
Oh
yeah. He would like drive and pick me up. But like there was also like good in the relationship. I don't want people to think like he's a horrible man. He's not.
I mean, those gifts sounded pretty good. I never got any gifts.
He was a good gift giver. He was.
Yeah. I told you mine stood me up.
Yeah.
It was fucking Christmas morning. Forget about it. He's not going to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we did good gifts. Like I will say that. But like his mom would pick me up after working at Panera. Like, and I would go over his house. Like my life was entwined with his.
That's so cute.
Yeah, it was. Aww. But we weren't good for each other. We weren't.
That's okay.
Yeah, but I
wonder if that's why you feel the need to like always be with your partner now, because that's how you originally were in your first relationship.
I don't feel like I always need to be with my partner. I love my alone time. What are you talking about?
Mm-mm. The amount of time you spent with your ex. Mm-mm. Even if he was just hanging out on the couch while you were cleaning.
Yeah, but I loved that.
That's right. That's right. This is therapy.
No, therapy is tomorrow. Oh my God. Real quick pause.
Mm.
I hadn't seen my therapist in like 3 weeks and like a lot of shit. No, I know. And a lot of shit happened. So I saw her last week and I like trauma dump on her. She goes, Rachel. I go, I know. Because like a lot changed in a month. And she's like, are you okay? And I'm like, I don't really know. Mm-hmm. I'm better. I'm like, we have a plan. We're getting shit done. Like, it's going to be okay. It's just going to be a very busy 2 months. And like, she's like, next time that happens, you need to message me that you need an emergency appointment.
Yeah.
You should not go 3 weeks without therapy. And I'm like, I know.
Wasn't thinking.
Wasn't thinking. I'm so sorry.
No, I agree with her.
No, absolutely. So yeah, therapy is tomorrow. But like high school, but like also like what was like pressure for you of just like finding like, because you're right. You don't probably still talk to a majority of people that you were friends with in high school. Mm-mm. Did you feel that you were friends because they were there or because you actually wanted to be their friend? Like, because they were available.
I wanted to be friends with everybody. I wanted people to like me.
Mm.
I wanted people to like me. I wanted to be popular. Mm-hmm. That's kind of it. I mean, like, I did like them for a time. And then I started realizing that they weren't really my friends.
Yeah.
The whole need to be liked caused me to be a doormat at times.
Yeah.
So like I had a couple of these two girlfriends in particular I could think of. They'd always be like, Sabrina, do this. Sabrina, do that. You know, like we'd be at someone's house and they're like, we want pizza rolls. And they'd be like, Sabrina, go make pizza rolls. It's not even my fucking house, you know?
Oh my
like,
God.
Yeah, rude, right? Also, give me the pizza rolls. But they would make me do stuff like that. And then one day I was like, you know what? No, get it yourself. And they're like, what do you mean? And I was like, you constantly like treat me like I'm your maid and I'm not your fucking maid. Like, this is like, you can do this.
Yeah.
And they're like, you've changed, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, and yeah, they gaslit me, I guess is what it was. So then that's when I like kind of stopped talking to them. And then there was a few other girls that were just, they were bullies.
Oh yeah. I had a bully.
And I don't like bullies. So I stopped being friends with them too. So I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna. So because I kind of like ostracized myself from the group, that's when things went downhill. And that's why junior and senior year weren't as fun.
Yeah. But I am proud of you for doing that. I know that's not hard. That's not easy.
Thank you. Yeah. It's like you want to be grouped with those girls because you're like, oh, they're popular. They get with all the guys. And like people like them. But they're awful people.
Yeah.
All of those girls were awful people.
Yeah.
They're still awful.
My high school bully, which truthfully could be an entire episode.
Ugh.
Yeah. It was a former friend.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
That's like the worst because they know a lot about you.
Oh, yeah. But that can be a whole other issue. That can be a whole other episode.
Ooh,
but
bullies should be next week then.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
Well, we should do that. But I had bullies. People made fun of me. Like, it was... I definitely was not one of the popular people. The only like solace that I had was like, oh, I have a boyfriend.
Mm.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I do know what you mean.
And then luckily, like my senior year, I kind of life got a little bit better. I was leaving. Like, I always knew I was not staying in Pennsylvania for college. Like, I wanted to get far away from those kids. And it's funny because I'm specifically in Eastern Pennsylvania, I grew up. A lot of the kids from my high school went to Penn State. And my best friend Katie and I call it high school part two. Like we would see on Facebook that it would be like a year into college and all those kids from high school were still hanging out with all those kids from high school. And I was like, do your friends not expand? Like, do y'all not grow?
No, it's a small town thing, too.
No, but here's the thing. I graduated with 530 students in my graduating class.
Is that a lot?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I'm sorry.
How many did you graduate with?
I have no idea. That's the thing. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember there being... was a blur.
Yeah.
Was a blur. I walked past the stage and it was just like, done. I'm out of here.
No, truthfully, it was so funny because Katie... her last name and my last name are only a letter apart. So she was sitting in front of me for graduation, and I thank God for that, because like they would call names and she and I would look at each other like, who the fuck is this? Like,
oh yeah, no, I
didn't know him, didn't care to. Like, our valedictorian, never saw her in a day in my life, didn't know her. But I, here's the thing, if there's any high school girls listening now, life gets better, but you have to make it better.
Mm-hmm.
You have to find your people.
Yes.
Because your people are out there and you will find them. You just have to be open to them. Because here's the thing, Katie, truthfully, if she and I met today, we probably wouldn't be friends. But that bitch and I have so much history, so much like back, like if I need her, she's there. If she needs me, I'm there.
Yeah.
Like, her mom is in my phone as a favorite.
Yeah.
I rely on her mom. I rely on her because Riley. I
think he yawned.
He did.
Or grunted.
Something. Mm. Like, Katie is my, she knows all the history with my family.
Yeah.
So when shit goes down, I call her.
Yeah. Makes sense.
And that's the way it's always been. When shit goes down in her family, she calls me. And I'm really grateful that I have her.
Mm-hmm.
And like, there's still some people from high school that I'll like follow and be like, I'm glad they're doing well.
Sure.
But there's nobody that I'm really like, oh, I have to talk to them. Like, I want to review that connection.
Yeah. Anytime I've gone back home and like, I go to like a Publix or something, because that's what we have down there.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm hiding. If I see someone in the checkout line, I'll fucking go to the next checkout line.
I'm really lucky because my mom moved.
My mom did not. My mom is still there, sadly.
My mom got remarried and left my hometown, and I have not, I haven't stepped foot in it in years.
I wish. Yeah. Like, some of the people work at the Publix too. So LOL. I'm like, fuck. Like, oh. I gotta get away from them. Yeah.
But like, we're not saying this to like scare you, but it's just like, we're not saying this to scare you. We're just, it's just like, high school wasn't, life gets better after high school.
Yes.
If you can take anything away from this episode and look at Sabrina in my life, life gets better.
Absolutely.
Life gets so much better.
And the highlight of high school was definitely the freezies and the big ass cookies.
Love that.
At lunch. Remember that?
No.
You didn't get like the slushies?
No, we had a coffee machine and then a coffee cart. That was like our thing.
Oh, we did not have that.
Yeah.
We had slushies, and then because like, you could have like so many different flavors, and they were like $1 or $1.50.
See, we did not have that.
And then we had the big ass cookies that were like 50 cents, and they were hot and warm, and they were so fucking good. Oh my God.
Yeah, we did coffee.
I don't think they served coffee at our school.
Yeah.
I don't think you were supposed to drink coffee as a high schooler.
I don't know. We did. And then, did you do football games? Was that big for you?
That's when I stopped being, we'll put in parentheses, cool, or air quotes, cool.
Yeah.
So, no. I also don't like football.
See, I didn't like football either, but that's where, like, you went on a Friday night, was, like, to go and be with your friends. Yeah.
We dressed up, and I wore, like, super slutty clothes. Like,
same.
We all did our...
A full beat that was horrible and made me look like a clown, and my hair was terrible. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. It was like. Here's the thing. I don't think teenagers just have ugly phases anymore.
Oh, no. Not anymore.
Really wish
not
that
anymore.
They
no.
And I really wish that they did.
Yeah, I know. I wish they understood.
Yes.
What we had to go through.
Because there is nothing more humbling than seeing a picture of you with a thick ass side bang, with blue eyeliner and stick straight hair. Just the front, and then you'd see a picture from the back, and it still has like a slight curve in it because you didn't get the back well enough.
You didn't get the back.
There's something so humbling, and like teenagers will never have that.
No,
and I think it's such a shame.
It really is. It really is.
It really is.
I know. Or the dance videos. If you've seen like our dance, we're like, oh, we should make a dance.
Yes.
And you see our dances versus how the girls dance now in high school. And I'm like, whoa, is this a strip club?
Yes.
I like it. And I wish we danced like that.
Or just like, oh God, the stupid things we did.
I just feel like they had access to social media more than we did at the time. Because, like, computers were new to us then. So, like, we couldn't, like, watch YouTube videos or things like that. So trying to, like, learn makeup tutorials.
Which I didn't start doing till college,
I didn't learn until college either. Wish I had learned sooner, but yes.
I know. Thank God for TikTok and skincare routines.
That's the other thing. I feel like half these bitches don't even need skincare routines.
I know. Stay away from the drunk elephant. If you are less than 20 years old, go away. Please. Some of us need the peptides. We need the proteins.
Oh, goodness.
I need to start doing a retinol, though, because, like, if I see shadows, like, on my face, I, like, see wrinkles or, like, I'll see things I've never seen before. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck is happening?
Ooh, there's this new thing out now.
Oh.
That is for your under eyes. It's supposed to tighten it. It's supposed to be better than Botox. It's called like a fractor laser or something. And it burns your face. And I can't wait to do it. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I figured you'd be trying something like
that. Oh, I love, I'll try anything.
Yeah.
I'll do it. Anything once. Yeah. I want to get rid of these lines too, though.
I tech like, neck. As I'm seeing like myself age, which I think aging is beautiful. I'm like, try to do Botox.
Why not? But do the fractal.
Yeah.
Do the fracture, I should
just
say.
Just because, like, I'm like, my under eyes, just like my smile lines. When
do
I smile,
that. That's what it's for.
When I smile, like, there's like lines now.
Yeah, do that then. Because it's not Botox. It's not, and then not putting anything in your body.
My smile lines are like getting more deep set. And I'm just like, oh no.
I saw an exercise for that. It's like, it's that one.
Sabrina's putting her cheeks like a chipmunk.
yeah you just like blow in each one. I don't know, I've seen all kinds of crazy stuff. I could be making it up, who knows.
While we do love the internet, there are some lies.
There's some lies. You're right there are some lies, and sometimes it's funny. But yes, I'm a fan of trying everything.
I do love a skincare routine.
Yeah,
I do love some self-care.
Yes.
Speak of self-care, I'm getting my hair dyed on Thursday and I'm so excited.
What are you doing this time?
Same thing.
Okay.
Just getting a retouch.
I have to get mine done too. Yeah. My little highlights are growing out, so
have to go before Iceland. Which, oh my God! If you've listened to this episode, I'm in Iceland right now. I didn't realize the date. Jesus Christ!
Mm-hmm. I didn't think about it either when you said that.
God.
Isn't that crazy?
Rachel's having a moment of realizing that she's going to be in Iceland soon, and she's buying a house, and her dad has cancer. Oh my God! Okay.
There's so many things.
And then I have a freelance job on top of it, on top of my full-time gig. I'm losing it. My mom called me the other day. She's like, are you okay? In your TikTok videos, you seem just so tired.
I mean, you do, though. She's not wrong. The other day, I think you were literally laying down. I think you were actually laying down
in
the video
and
then talking about it. And I was like, man, is she that angry? Or is she like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Like, you just don't care. You don't give a fuck.
Oh,
anymore.
I don't give a fuck how I post.
Yeah. Normally, you're like ready to go. You're like amped and you're sitting up. But that day, you were just like, no.
Yeah.
No, I'm just laying down.
Yeah. I am tired, you guys.
Well,
so
it's winter.
It is winter.
Winter is coming.
Winter has come. Mm-hmm. We already had snow.
I know, only for a couple days, though.
I know. Thank God it's only raining this week.
I want it to snow again.
I know. You want to go snow tubing.
I do want to go snow tubing.
Which I would love to do. You do need to get snow pants, though. Nadia, I'm like worried. This bitch does not have snow boots.
I don't have snow boots either.
Sabrina!
What? I'm not from here. She's from Texas. I'm from Florida.
You've lived here for 3 years. You should have snow boots by now.
No. When will we have used them?
Anytime you go outside.
We have had 2 days of snow last year.
Okay. Use logic on me.
Let me spend $500.
Fuck, you do not spend $500 on snow boots.
How much are they?
I don't know, like $100.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Right. No, nobody's spending $500 on snow boots. Unless you're going like skiing or snowboarding.
Okay, all right.
Are you just watching over there?
Yeah, he gets me.
Harrison just popped in and said that Serena would buy Louis Vuitton snow boots.
Oh, no, I'm right now, I'm bougie on a budget. Let me pay off my debts and then maybe we'll do that.
Same.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I'm just on a budget.
You're going to be house poor soon.
I know. I'm going to be house poor.
Yeah, you're going to be house poor.
I'm just going to be on a budget. I'm going to be like, hey, do you want to come over and I'll buy pizza? But that's all I can do.
That's fine.
Yeah.
No, I've been house poor for a while.
Yeah.
So finally gonna get out of debt. So excited. It's only been years, but it's fine.
And I'm getting more in debt the more money I'm making.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah.
You gotta, it takes time. It's like a cycle.
Yeah. I'm figuring shit out. I gotta, once I buy the house, I'm gonna have to budget. I'm gonna have to redo a budget.
Mm-hmm. Or you could just make more money.
Bitch, I'm trying.
With one job.
We're gonna end it there. We're gonna end it there. I just bought a house. I can't change a job too.
No, you're right. Not for a while because you have the loan.
Yeah. So, listen.
Eventually.
Huh?
But eventually.
Eventually, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I'm teaching this spring. Starting in the in the spring. So that'll be another chunk of change in my pocket.
Just sell feet pictures.
I do have weird toes.
There's a market for that.
My second toe is longer than my first toe, but I don't take care of my, like, my toenails, though.
Yeah, someone's going to pay to do that for you.
Okay. Well, this is me announcing that I am starting a feet pick.
If you want a sample, let us know.
You want a sample?
Buy 1 foot, get one free.
All right, we're going to end it on feet picks today. We love you. We hope this holiday season has been fun and safe, and we hope you had a wonderful time, and we love you. And Sabrina, what do we always say?
Bye.
I was going to say send us those stories, but bye is good too. Bye. Send us your stories. Love each and every one of you. Bye.
Bye.